favor.
Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell happened? The cell. Man, you're a good fuck. Look at that belly button.
Then you give me all.
Oh, I didn't call you. Yeah, I'm upstairs. I didn't call you. I'm going to go down and get my piano anyway. But I didn't hear the noise. Did we make popcorn? I got popcorn. I bought it 2 days ago. I went shopping. Got to the microphone.
Sometimes, if you do it my way, nothing but.
Make it fresh and to get popcorn.
What?
I'd rather make it pop, you know, fresh.
I believe
it. I can't believe that she travels around the head to go to work at the hospital every day. That's crazy, right? Marie travels from the nursing on the doctor, assistant doctor. She travels from motherfucking upstate New York to work here, an hour and a half ride every day. Crazy, right? Does that cost you money?
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. So it's good to be a pay no rent there. That's how I feel right there. I need to make them back one day. The Brooklyn, the Brooklyn. You can tell them the Brooklyn. You can go through the Brooklyn.
Yeah,
that's down in the bottom shelf, right inside. There's a new drug out, Dovato. Dovato or some shit, that people with HIV doesn't travel to another person while having sex. Is that good?
Thank you.
Thanks, it's my turn. He's a bear. He likes to play house around here. He won't go in a cage until he's ready to go back in his cage. Right? You know, he's got your eye from you, ready from you. I don't know where to put the dog in the house. Oh. Yeah. I remember one time we were not on the bus. My M60 bus, M60 bus. And I was taking it over here. By myself, and I'm still four, getting four of them. It's four.
That's my point.
I just don't know. I'm going to say, oh.
your face is falling off because of it.
Well, you know what? Since I waited a long time for the polio, they were getting, kids are getting polio, and so Jonas Salk invented the Salk vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And first people were wondering about, well, they should take it, and I thought, you know what, it stopped polio. And we haven't had a problem with polio since then. So sometimes you got to take the plunge.
You see, I'm bothered. I took my test. I did my vaccination. Stevie Nicks. Is she still around? Really?
No, even kids have to have a hepatitis vaccine, or they don't can't go to school.
Why is it in the alley?
We come to a song that was written for the great Liza Minnelli. And just to start with up a bunch of pictures from.
Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of that, I'd like to have her stand up and take a big bow.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the birthday girl, Joan Chandler. Look at all that limit tonight.
Sorry.
What's to make that face? That wasn't good?
Yeah.
So why'd you make that face?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But why'd you make that face?
You have the famous way of words.
And then I put a bunch of stars because it's just a star. Mm-hmm. And then I put up blue stars and then a shooting star. That's good.
Sunday night with
It was raining Saturday night.
Sunday night.
Nobody went anywhere Saturday night. We're going to storm Saturday night.
You went outside.
Nah, she came home.
You went to Brooklyn? Oh.
We are leaving.
Yes, of course. You're lucky you came home early.
You got there and it started to rain. You all left.
Oh,
you
got there,
it started raining. So we went there
faster than normal. Oh, we didn't even want to. I wanted to go
Where you going? You gonna get on the plane now?
Any minute. I actually, I got two calls from Italy this week. Did I talk today, actually? Did I tell you anything? They're calling my name. Maybe you scam them, but they're calling my name.
I don't know how I'm supposed to go for a month, but and I got to get some motorhome out of, so I don't know how we're doing this now. I'm going to tell you that the thing has to come out.
Well, you have to know, what else is the move?
I need the filter. I need insurance. Registration. I got to get the tag from Justin. And once it gets started up, whatever pops up. So it passes an inspection. So, that's that. And the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
And now we don't have the summer go by when we were bicycling here, and we're going to the story, and now we can't, so now what?
I've got to bring him back to Glen, along with his boat.
Hmm?
I've got to bring him back to Glen, along with his boat.
It's going to put a sign on in May, in June. Mother, what's the toll for it?
What, the boat? He didn't give you the motor or anything. Or the papers or nothing.
Oh.
He's supposed to do, but then he has nobody to do it, to fix it or whatever, get it running or whatever the case was. So now it's worthless.
Yeah, because nobody's going to buy it for sure. And they can wait till next year.
I don't know what to say.
I know your own compensation.
Who?
Brenda.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm thinking, how did you think all of a sudden you're not going to be on compensation? You're going to go to work at all?
I can't do that, so I guess this comp's over if they put me on disability. If I take a cash offer. But if I do that, I won't be on disability no more. They won't give me disability no more. That's probably what disability is waiting for.
Yeah, it's waiting for you to give up.
Your mission. Stand up to moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis and take it on with Rinvoq. Rinvoq, a once-daily pill, improves symptoms. Rinvoq helps pain, stiffness, swelling, and for some, Rinvoq can even significantly reduce RA fatigue. That's Rinvoq relief. With RA, the overactive immune system attacks your joints. Rinvoq regulates to help stop the attack.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis. Serious infections and blood clots, sometimes fatal, have occurred, as have certain cancers, including lymphoma, and tears in the stomach or intestines, and changes in lab results. Your doctor should monitor your blood work. Tell your doctor about any infections, if you are or may become pregnant while taking Rinvoq.
Take on, all right.
I think I have a hand. I threw a lot of it.
Make it your mission.
Look at the window you got open the top.
I'm sure that he's coming back.
Because you didn't shut him.
I didn't shut up, it's clear.
You can't even shut your mouth.
No, I applied for a role.
You come down here, that's even more, and you got too much stuff on the counter. All this stuff on the counter over here. If you see them, you can't even kill them because they're running all over the place. So I don't understand.
I should be dropping a bomb and go down and go to a hotel for a day. Right, James? If I had a house, I would not. First thing I would take care of the bags.
So you got to put them all over the place.
Well,
I don't know. You got to get them exterminated or something. You can't just they're multiplying as we're talking right now. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Just keep it in order? Well, you definitely are. I don't know what you're talking about. There's food stains all over the floor. Look, I see one right now walking. Right there by the stove. Right by the stove. Look to the right of the stove. There's one right there. See it? Walking into the stove right now. He's walking under the stove. Well, I just saw one walking under the stove right now. So they're multiplying as we're speaking. Fucking hundreds of them in this house.
I think it has to do with the flood. Even before the flood.
All over the floor. There's corns everywhere. So, I don't know.
They come in. It has to be, just like it has to be gone.
We need an exterminator. And there's all these stuff all over this, everywhere. I mean, I don't know.
That's
the best house in the world.
The only reason why I leave my cup on here now is because I'm worried about a rope coming down.
Well, they're walking on here too, so don't feel bad. But don't worry about it.
Yeah, I've been singing.
There's not one clean room in this house. It smells like it seems to be open the door.
I'm Spanish, homie.
That's the only good thing about the hotel. It looks clean and it smells clean when you walk in.
Yeah.
Even the towels.
Oh, yeah, especially in wash daily. Brand new towels when you're out and buy.
Why are you breaking them up all over the table? I'm
going to try to clean. Give me a napkin.
It's in there. And you do anything, then you don't clean the table before you...
No, but I do clean them.
And you
Charlie, get down out of the way. Get a bone.
And don't give the dog any.
I'm not. I pushed him away.
Yeah, well, every time you give the dog something, you take some flesh and he leaves crumbs on the floor, and I'm sweeping him up the next day.
Tell me this towel smells good to you. Smell this towel. Tell me that smells good to you.
No.
Okay, so how come only these towels smell like this in this house?
Because it's not damp and stay that way, I
guess. No, come on. Every towel in this house smells like that. Maybe because you wash it and you leave it sit in the...
No, I don't. I take them right out.
Okay. I don't know.
Thank you.
You should use a sheath.
Thank you.
plus on. I can't do more. Come here. Sure, I can. Yeah, I'm going to go. I cleaned it earlier. Jeff, I put in tonight. I show tonight. You show it. I show tonight. What's been going on? This is a show about Jerry Carson.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he's introducing him, when he's written the book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book was not here. The book is Favor the Runner by J.U. Richard Kennedy. Now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce giving up the break like I did the last time. Just sit and relax.
So far, this show has been all pretty slow.
I'm going to give you a better time.
This is, without a doubt, one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
It was terribly slow.
Yes, in your condition, the Super Jeep would be slow.
But this yes, if you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodger victory.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else to celebrate?
Yeah, I've been celebrating the victory for 32 years.
Gee, but Frank talks, shut up.
I wasn't coming here. Just on my way, I slipped on an ice cube. So I'm right in here.
You kidding? When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. When the minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
Why is
that? The left rear wheel he was on.
Beautiful.
So this is the
time. How do all these people get in our room?
I don't know. I watch this show every night. It's my genie and me. It's her name. We watch it every night, and this has been the slowest show I've ever seen.
Huh?
This ain't big, right?
I agree.
Well, week number one.
We want to ask you fellas, what do you only go out in the daytime with these gray suits, such a dress? If this is a midnight show, what are you doing with the gray clothes on?
You guys should be in the balcony.
This we're all dressed for the Tonight Show. You come out with grays.
All right, Bill, how's your foster? Never had anything like this on the show, did you?
This is the smallest show I've ever been on.
Hey, where's that Johnny baby?
Who's the
hell? Right there.
Making a buck again or something?
No, he's doing a very worthwhile benefit, as a matter of fact, in Chicago at McCormick.
For who? For Skits or who?
I really don't know. He's out doing that.
don't write anything there, Frank. Is Skits here?
May I just pay you a compliment? No, Skits is not here.
Oh. Good. That's fine. Yes, you may. Pay me a compliment. I don't know what it's about.
I just want to say I've been watching your show. I think you're absolutely great.
I'm with you. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'd like to get serious for just a moment. You know, every time I say something to Dean...
You'd like to get serious? What, are you cracking? Are you sick or what?
Just tell you how much I appreciate Boys Town.
You know that this man here has the distinction of being the only man alive I ever ate a dry olive?
Now, what I was going to say would have gotten a bigger chuckle than that. Boy, if you got something funny to say, Frank, sing it.
That means, Charlie, that he drinks martinis with
Wood Johnson. Just trying to...
Don't do like that.
Okay.
Don't ever do like that. I watched you rehearsing with your show tonight.
Yeah.
And I told you to tell you how much I appreciate this.
Right, you said, yeah. That's
the other time I say the word serious, it goes off.
What's serious about what?
Well, Ken, the fella,
I got a hit show and that's it. What do you want to do? We're so serious about introducing wonderful people like Ella Fitzgerald and George Noble. You know, there's nothing. You get a show, you stick with it. There's no practicing.
No practice?
We don't practice. We just go on and do it. That's a regular lighter.
That's not a lighter? Oh.
This is a lighter. Oh. We'll
be back in
about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening's Tonight Show. For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of pickles. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them. That, of course, would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world. If you're planning Icebox raid tonight, go right ahead and pour yourself a Budweiser. But go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, But as the Echo says, it's that Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
When he comes back and finds out this whole show was sustaining. No sponsors.
The whole show was floating, but not sustaining. Now we got a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, I say that.
Oh, all right. Are we on now or we got another one of them things?
No, we're on. We're on right now.
I don't know what you're doing here today.
It's
I'll home for New York.
Yes.
Yes, Frank.
What is it? You're just doing a show for the night, or how many nights are you going to do the show?
I signed a deal with NBC. I do it one night a year.
On a Gentile holiday? Do you work on Rosh Hannigan? Rosh Hashanah? I mean, you know, you show this one show now. Ain't you pitching Wednesday, aren't you? You want to hear the ocean?
Hear it, I can smell it.
Boy, I gotta say, this was pretty dull before we came out. Speak up. Don't be shy.
Oh, there are a lot of pretty cats out here. Did you notice them, girl?
A few dogs, too. There they go. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Now, who took back them nails? Where did they take the nails back?
Oh, I love that joke. That kid had brains who took
Mr.
Nails back.
Phil.
Tree?
Phil. Over here with the Hebrews.
Mm-hmm.
Grab yourself a chair. Well, go back there, Phil. I just thought you'd like the strip.
We had that man make a trip this week, so we're gonna even the score with all of your holidays and stuff. We had to have some kind of action going.
Yeah.
Yes. We brought our man over here tomorrow.
Yesterday.
This show will be on Monday night, cross country.
Oh, but my man has already gone home.
Did Sheen see him off?
Do you know when we're through with these things, we won't have enough to do a show?
Are you gonna cut these off? Well, I'm leaving if you're gonna cut what I've been saying. Huh? Oh, don't cut them off. We may not be back this way. No, it's 12:30 in New York and everybody's drinking. But could I have some of that? Here's a guy brought me water. I ain't had water since I was 17. That's real water.
That's what it looks like.
You see what that does to your shoes? That wasn't right up. I'll drink it.
Anytime you drink water for a guy, you're a friend.
What? I think he's nuts myself. I don't think he's a friend at all. What are we selling now?
We're not selling anything, Frank, except perhaps millions and millions of dollars worth of talent.
What time
is when he finds out that this is not the show he's doing, but the Tonight Show, he'll really flip. This is the Tonight Show.
I ain't getting paid for this?
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting one.
If I tell you what you're getting for this, you'll say,
No, he'll say more than that.
Let me put it this way.
You know this story. He'll say a lot more than that. What's your bottom line getting?
You better hold on tight.
I got him.
The two of you, normally you would both get separate checks, but because you both came on together, you came on as a team. You're getting $160 a piece.
Outright?
Outright.
I mean, everything, thank you.
Well, we got a few deductions.
Like the water.
See how much you slipped on? You don't want that back, do you?
Well, that ain't as bad as the show I watched with old John Carson the other day with, you know, Robert Goulet. Who looks like a, you know, Robert Goulet, who he looks like? An 8x10 glossy. He's so pretty and wonderful. And his wife, they were talking about horses. You remember that? From the what? Horses. And what they do on stage.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
You saw it?
Yes, sure.
I said sore. You said sore.
No, you said sore. You guess not sore. It's an AWE song. Sore. But that was a terrible show. It was almost as bad as the first part of this.
This was horrible. But
well,
it was awfully slow.
Oh, boy, I'd say. Could I just look at that? Who's coming on next?
Actually,
the police.
See how I kept quiet, Frank, when you talked?
Yes, I noticed that, Joe. Joe, baby? We're
yes.
leaving you. We want this to come as a shock.
You can't leave.
What do you mean we can't leave?
Hey, not for the kind of money this show pays. You don't just leave when you feel like it.
How come there's a guy in the wing going like this? Out, 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 out.
That's the knees, dog. No, you can't leave.
I gotta leave. You see, Jeannie had a terrible accident at breakfast this morning. She drank my orange juice by mistake. She don't feel too good. But I got up, took my usual plunge right down the stairway.
What happened to that guy with the nails? What is that? What did he take
him
back for?
Could I interrupt? And now a word from one of our sponsors, L&M. L&M, filter cigarette. Missed again.
When Hawaiian dance the hula, their hands act out a story like, come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over. You'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over to the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side. In the hula, hands tell the story. In an L&M, taste tells the story. So come on over, just for the taste of it. Come on over. Helemai Medica, L&M, just for the taste of it.
Listen, you two fellas did a couple of promos regarding Dean Martin's show on Thursday night on NBC, and we happen to have it, and with your permission, we would like to run it. But, Dean?
Huh?
Oh.
Didn't mean to wake you, buddy.
What did he say?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Just leave a call.
You bet there'd be some film in what we did together?
Yes. Now, I want to explain to the audience that you kind of kidded around and broke each other up and everything.
What's a promo?
What? A promo is like when you go to school, the teacher says, everybody who isn't let down is promoed.
Oh, you don't tell
what
I said,
Frank.
You what?
So let's see. I've
never
seen that.
You're going to show a promo that I had on my show?
No, that you didn't.
Oh, 60. He hit the 60.
No, 320 for the two.
Oh, double.
Yeah.
We can get drunk. Okay, roll it.
Why don't you go out and get sober?
I can do that inside.
Are we ready to run this? So here are the list of promos you and Frank made.
Frank and Frank, here we go.
Hi.
Well, finish it.
Here's Frank Sinatra.
No, he's Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Hi. And he's Dean Martin.
Clever,
buddy, huh? Frank's my guest on our...
Oh, get the cops right away.
Frank's on our cuffs. Frank's
on our premiere show this week, along with Bob Newhart and Diane Carroll and Joey Heatherton. Say that again. Sue, you be there.
Oh, you're not joking.
Are we rehearsing or what? So was this it? All right, now we're doing
right.
I'll drink
to that. Are you ready?
Okay. Hi. Thanks a lot.
I'll sing, but I ain't got no guitar.
I would like to do a little song, Joey, with your permission. This being a late show, it's kind of a saloon song. Hey, drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. And have fun, you happy people. The laughs and the drinks on me.
Oh, you ate the hot dog?
No, I kept it to myself.
Try to sing.
No, the hospital, and I told you about it. Sorry. You're right now.
It's
unmistakably
there.
It's here in the bottom.
Figure why'd be fat.
My poor heart.
Yeah, exercise. I made some salad. Yeah.
Angel eyes, the old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Can't you see that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes?
How is it anyway? Any good?
What?
You drinking? What's that called? Mango?
Good boy. Good.
Order anything you see. And have fun. You happy people. The laugh and the drinks on me.
Yeah, I remember. He doesn't let him run around anymore that much.
But I gotta run.
His mind is letting go out in the morning.
The facts uncommonly.
It's way. Yeah.
I gotta find now the number one. And why am I alive? Excuse me while I disappear.
Hint, but nobody came out with any jugs or nothing
to that. Boy,
I gotta get out. I'm taking a sleep pill, but it makes me drowsy.
Hey, let's drink some of that.
Yeah.
Hey, could you put that over the rocks? And now a delightful story about a product more people are using than ever before.
Vicks Formula 44, extra strength cough mixture, contains Silentium, the cough silencer, effective as codeine, but not narcotic. Harms even the wealthiest course of colds, flu, and bronchitis hour after hour. Vicks Formula 44. eye to eye, breath to breath, Lavoris does more. Cleans away impurities your toothbrush misses. It's the mouthwash most dentists use. Eye to eye, breath to breath, Lavoris does more.
Hey, Charlie.
Adds charm to your breath and to you. Lavoris stops bad breath better, longer than any other leading mouthwash.
I'd drink anything right now. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Frank, can we talk a little bit about the picture you're currently involved in?
The picture we're involved in is called Assault on a Queen. It stars Verna Lisi. Jan Gjellund is making it. He's a Swedish actor who's a fine actor. And we have Richard Conti, my old buddy, and Tony Franciosa. It's almost a completely all-Italian cast. We tried to arrange it, but we had to get one Swede in there. And I see her in a better dress. And it's a very quickly a story of a group of people who are fairly tired of the humdrum of life, and they raise an old U-boat that's been on the bottom of the sea for 20 years.
That's a U-boat?
That's not my boat. Maybe it's a U-boat.
If I find out you're doing the picture just for that joke, I'll never talk to you again.
And we stick up to Queen Mary.
What, Queen Mary's a sponsor?
No, stick up.
Oh,
and that's what we're doing, Joey. And you want to hear what I'm doing after that?
Well, yes, I would like to.
Drinking? Resting?
I drank so much last night, my hair hurt.
And then I'm going to do any Wednesday in February. I'm going to do that with Sandy Dennis, who did the Broadway show. And in the interim, I play the Sands Hotel for about 3 weeks. What other plugs should we get in now?
That's the deal I have, for the month of January.
What's that?
That's another big engagement I got coming up. You're off Monday nights, so I have to work.
Oh, you're going to fill in on the Monday
night? Well, I'll be at the airport, and they'll call me, and I'll run.
Well, you know, Gordon McRae, you know, does all my outdoor work with the big boys. He does the county fairs and all that stuff. He was on Dean's show tonight. He did.
He and Sheila McRae were both on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to do. What are you going to do?
Well, I made 2 pictures last year. They're still at the drugstore. I just best thing called a silencer.
Yes,
I wish you would. Silencer, it's the American James Bond. My name is Matt Helm.
Oh.
I killed 15 guys one afternoon, one gun. Didn't reload it all, except, you know, when I went to the bar. Oh, I was calling. This sure was dull before we came out. Yeah,
you know what's
pretty bad right now, I'll tell you that.
You know, the funniest part about the show is the way he was picking the ashes on my hand instead of the ashtray.
Boy, it sure is swell being here, Joey.
No, I can do this show anytime we want. You
yeah?
Know. No problem.
I've been watching.
Dave Tepper's a race, though.
Dave?
Yes.
Been watching 4 or 5 years. I was just hoping I'd get to get on this thing.
Well, I wanted to know how much I appreciate the time, the fact that you were
going. It's not that it's your, because it's your show.
You want to let me finish before they think I'm a Nazi? How much I appreciate the fact that you would run directly from your show, right over to here. And I...
Cigar.
Have you got the wrong party?
We'll be back in just a minute after this word from the local station.
Hey, stop that. Right now. Stop.
I just saw Buddy Greco standing over there, and I just want to congratulate him on his big smash at the Coconut Grove, Buddy.
There he is.
Johnny Carson will be back
tomorrow night, and Johnny's guests will be Bill Cosby, George Siegel, Carol Anderson, Paul Revere, and the Raiders.
Question,
yes,
did you bring the ice cream truck with you when you came over? From the I'd like a crushed almond.
I again would like to thank Phil Foster, William Trouse, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin for giving up
and
Jay Kennedy for appearing here tonight.
Well, we know what we're not wanted. You're pulling us off, right?
No, that's it.
Bye.
This program was pre-recorded.
I know, that's a new show. My show is sort of wise. Horses show is a new show. It's very interesting, but the shows a lot of different things. I don't intend to try to watch it. I don't watch all the time, I don't watch it. I say. Gracias. Thank you.
The more relaxed I Thank you.
Mm-hmm.